Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 81 for Monday, June 22nd. WWDC launches highlighting new OS features and COVID-19 tracking. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference keynote address began Monday and will run all week until June 26th. Mac Minutes is covering this event. In this episode, we will give you 13 new innovative technologies and features unveiled at the WWDC 20 keynote address. We will be sticking to the top items and follow up later, delving deeper into new features of each operating system and new announcements in subsequent episodes. We will conclude this podcast with a question from a Mac Minutes listener about the recent COVID-19 tracking capabilities for the iPhone. Let's get started. From macOS Big Sur to iOS 14, iPadOS 14, watchOS 7, and tvOS 14, here are the biggest features announced at WWDC 20 today. Apple kicked off its all-online Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly referred to as WWDC, bringing together millions of developers and fans from across the globe for the special event keynote and platform State of the Union. The event was filled with announcements and innovations that will push the experience of Apple platforms and products even further, starting with macOS Big Sur, which will take the place of macOS Catalina. Announcements were plentiful, with upgrades to watchOS 7, the new app library in iOS 14, and enhanced handwriting capabilities with Apple Pencil and iPadOS 14. Here are some of the most groundbreaking features and app development tools unveiled at WWDC thus far. Let's start with Safari. Apple's desktop browser gets its biggest update ever, bringing even faster performance and all new features, all while protecting user privacy. Users can customize the new start page with a background image and sections like their reading list and iCloud tabs, and further personalize their experience with improved support for extensions. The Mac App Store makes it easy to discover and download great Safari extensions with a new category that includes editorial spotlights and top charts. A new customizable start page in Safari comes to the Mac with macOS Big Sur in the fall. Next is Mac Catalyst, which debuted with macOS Catalina last year, has made it easy for developers to bring their iPad apps to the Mac. In macOS Big Sur, Mac Catalyst apps automatically inherit the new look while giving developers powerful new application program interfaces, or APIs, and total control over the look and behavior of their apps. Apple said Mac Catalyst will make it easy to bring iPad apps to the Mac and have them automatically inherit the new look of macOS Big Sur. Moving on to iOS 14. The app library automatically organizes all of a user's apps into one simple, easy-to-navigate view and intelligently surfaces apps that may be helpful in the moment. The app library comes to iPhone with iOS 14 in the fall. Next up is App Clips, designed to be discovered the moment it is needed. Load a small part of an app experience within seconds to complete a specific task, such as renting a scooter, purchasing a coffee, or filling a parking meter. App Clips will also come to iPhone with iOS 14 this fall. Moving on to Pin Conversation in Messages, enable users to easily keep up with lively group threads through mentions and inline replies. Pinned conversations come to Messages with iOS 14 in the fall. The next feature is long-awaited for many. new cycle directions in maps take into account elevation, how busy a street is, and whether there are stairs along the route. Cycling directions come to maps with iOS 14 in the fall. Another new addition is Scribble with Apple Pencil allows users to write in any text field where it automatically will be converted to typed text, making actions like replying to an iMessage or searching in Safari fast and easy. With iPad OS 14, handwritten notes can be automatically converted to typed text on iPad. Next up is Search on iPad has been rebuilt from the ground up with a new compact design, enabling users to search from anywhere without having to leave the app they are in. Universal Search comes to iPad with iPad OS 14 in the fall. Let's now progress to Watch OS 7. In a first-of-its-kind innovation for a wearable, Apple Watch automatically detects hand washing to initiate a 20-second countdown timer. If the wearer finishes early, they'll be prompted to keep washing. Hand washing detection comes to Apple Watch with Watch OS 7 in the fall. This next new feature is one that will take the place of third-party apps many use and extends Apple's health focus. Apple Watch introduces sleep tracking, taking a holistic approach to sleep by providing valuable tools to help users get the desired amount of sleep, get to bed on time, and create a pre-bedtime routine to meet their sleep goals. Sleep tracking also comes to Apple Watch with Watch OS 7 in the fall. In Watch OS 7, Apple Watch wearers can now share watch faces that are infinitely customizable and personalized, inclusive of complications through messages or mail and discovered through the App Store or even from links through websites and social media channels. Watch face sharing comes to Apple Watch with Watch OS 7 in the fall. Now let's move on to the platform that is quickly changing with many of us at home. It is TV OS 14. Apple TV users can now access HomeKit-enabled video cameras and accessories by using the S-Lady or Control Center and receive doorbell notification on the big screen with live feeds showing who is there. HomeKit-enabled video doorbells and accessories come to the Home app with TV OS in the fall. Additionally, TV OS 14 expands multi-user capabilities to include Apple Arcade and other games, so everyone in the house can instantly resume their favorite games exactly where they left off. Through Control Center, players can easily switch between users, their game progress, Game Center achievements, leaderboards, and friends. WWDC is just starting, and Mac Minutes will delve deeper covering these new features. There's plenty more news coming this week, so check back as I'll be putting out new news often. I got a question this week from a Mac Minutes listener asking about COVID-19 tracking and the recent announcement from Google and Apple. The listener is using an iPhone 11. First, before I get started, I think it's great the two companies can set aside their differences and work together on combating this pandemic. What Apple and Google have developed is not an application, rather it's an API, an application programming interface, like we covered earlier in the podcast. The two companies have laid the groundwork, and now it's up to the states and countries to come up with the health apps that will give us the features we need to track the virus. Some states are on their way, and several countries have already instituted it. The application will tell you how far away and the length of contact. It's also available to distinguish if it's just a casual contact, such as passing on the road. Now here's how you can set it up if you are lucky enough to be in a location that has an application available. The listener who asked the question lives here in Alaska, and we do not have an application presently and no forecast when one will be available. Some other states' health departments are well on their way. Congratulations. Here's how you can set it up. Open Settings, and select privacy, then health and COVID exposure logging. There is a toggle you can turn on and off. It will not allow you to turn on without an approved application installed. The API runs off of Bluetooth and does not have any identifying data. It uses a random ID, which you can delete using the delete exposure log at the bottom. You'll need to have your Bluetooth and location tracking on, although your actual physical location is not tracked. They'll only know which random IDs your phone has come into contact with. If you report yourself as having the virus, anyone who has been nearby will be pinged and advised to quarantine themselves or get tested to prevent further transmission. Thank you for this question, and please send any other questions to the email address located at the bottom of the Mac Minutes website. Next, I wanted to talk about the Alaskan Apple Users Group, which is referred to as AAUG, and an upcoming event available to Mac Minutes listeners. Surely, WWDC topics will be at the forefront of the discussions. The event coming up is the Computers and Caffeine meeting, scheduled for Saturday, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to noon, Alaska time. The Computers and Caffeine meeting is in a casual setting where participants can bring their computer issues on a first-come, first-served basis. You can stay online as long as you like or as little as you want. It's a Zoom virtual meeting. This event now has participants from the East Coast to the West Coast of the United States, and we're looking for our international Mac Minutes listeners to participate. There is no fee for this event. The Zoom settings will be posted shortly on the AAUG and Mac Minutes Facebook group websites. If you are a listener who doesn't use Facebook, I understand. You can get the Zoom codes by emailing jonkscudder@gmail.com. This email address is also on the Mac Minutes webpage if you're a listener who is currently busy. The Mac Minutes and AAUG groups would enjoy having you as a participant. If the Mac Minutes podcast can help you with your tech, please get a hold of me and I can answer your issues in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes right now. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. Mac Minutes is more than a podcast. For Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to seeing you really soon as WWDC continues this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we will see you soon on the Mac Minutes podcast.